This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear respected brothers and sisters, the theme for all of the programs and khutab that I'm doing in the month of December is taking benefits from the stories and passages of the Quran. Today, inshallah ta'ala, I want to take some benefits from the story of Iblis. And also Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He instructed the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ قَالَ أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that we instructed the angels to prostrate. They all prostrated except for Iblis. He said, أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا. You want me to prostrate to someone that you created out of clay. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ. And then he had the audacity to turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla and say, أَخْبِرْنِي. This individual now that you preferred over myself, you want me to prostrate to him? Right? لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. If you give me time all the way to the day of resurrection, I am going to mislead all of the creation. My beloved brothers and sisters, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, أُصُولُ الْخَطَايَا ثَلَاثٌ. The root causes for the sins that we fall into are three. The first, he says, al-kibr, arrogance. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَصَارَ إِبْلِيسِ إِلَى مَا أَصَارَهُ. Al-kibr, my brothers and my sisters, which means arrogance. And this is what led Iblis to do when he was instructed to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And today's khutbah, inshaAllah ta'ala, I wanted to revolve around this despicable, abhorrent trait called arrogance. But before I do that, what were the other two? The other two root causes of the sins that we fall into, my beloved brothers and sisters, is what? Al-hasad, envy. This is what led one of the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to kill the other, right? Killed him because of al-hasad. And then the third, my beloved brothers and sisters, is what? You have what? Al-kibr. Then you also have al-hasad. And the third was al-hirs. It could maybe translate it as greed. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was driven out of al-jannah simply because he did what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to do, which is to eat from the tree. It was the reason as to why he was expelled. These three are the root causes as to why we, my beloved brothers and sisters, may fall into sins. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, if one is saved from these three things, then he has been saved from evil. He says the ma'asi that we fall into is because of greed. He says the kufr stems off from what? From kibir, from arrogance. And likewise the oppression. And when we violate the rights of the people, it stems off from al-hasad. Allahu Akbar. Al-kibir, my beloved brothers and sisters, arrogance. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us, la yadkhulul jannah مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنَ الْكِبْرِ. If one has the mustard grain of arrogance in his heart, something that small, that equates to arrogance in his heart, he will not enter into al-Jannah. One of the best passages that I came across that explains arrogance, my brothers and my sisters, is when Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi gave a touching analysis on this despicable, abhorrent trait. He says, "Al-kibr atharun min athar al-ujb." Arrogance, my beloved brothers and sisters, is from the causes of being amazed with oneself. Wal-baghi, and also oppression, violation. من قلب قد امتلأ بالجهل والظلم وترحلت منه العبودية. He says, from a heart that has become filled with ignorance and also oppression, servitude has run away from this kind of heart. ونزل عليه المقت. سبحان الله. Right? The hate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come down on this kind of individual. فنظره إلى الناس شزر. He looks at the people in a belittling way. ومشيه بينهم تبتخر. When he walks amongst the people, he does so in a boastful manner. Now people walk, right? Huh? Boasting. صحيح. ومعاملته لهم معاملة الاستئثار للإثار. سبحان الله. The way he deals and conducts himself with the people is as if, right, he's doing them a favor. Whenever I help someone, whenever I am at someone's service, is because of what? I'm doing them a favor. Right? They are in need of me and I'm there helping them out. Look at that. Right? وَلَا الْإِنصَافِ ذَاهِبٌ بِنَفْسِهِ تِيهَا. He walks around in a very deluded way. Right? لَا يَبْدَأُ مَنْ لَقِيَهُ بِالسَّلَامِ وَإِنْ رَدَّ عَلَيْهِ رَأَى أَنَّهُ قَدْ بَالَغَ فِي الْإِنْعَامِ عَلَيْهِ. He doesn't start the salam when meeting people. Right? Subhanallah. And if he now responds back to the salams of the people, he sees himself as someone who's done them such a huge favor. Right? Or he's been so nice towards them, the fact that he's returned the salams. Look where the level of arrogance has reached. Right? لا ينطلق لهم وجهه. You don't see him, right, meeting the people with a pleasant face. ولا يسعهم خلقه. ولا يرى لأحد عليه حقا ويرى حقوقه على الناس. سبحان الله. He doesn't see that people have rights over him. But rather he looks at the people as if they have to be fulfilling his rights. Everyone has to fulfill his rights. As for him, لا. He doesn't need to, because he is a level above everyone else. Right? ولا يرى فضلهم. He doesn't see the people possessing any good, or them having or possessing traits of virtue. ويرى فضله عليهم. ولا يزداد من الله إلا بعدا ومن الناس إلا صغارا أو بغضا. This type of individual, my brothers and my sisters, he only becomes more and more distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And in the eyes of the people, he becomes tinier, huh? The more he behaves in this particular manner. My beloved brothers and sisters, the opposite of al-kibir is what? At-tawadu', being humble. And I'm sure every single one of us want to be raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises you, you will become mu'azzam. You will become someone who has a high status in the eyes of the people. Right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in the hadith, وَمَا تَوَاضَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ. Never does an individual humble himself except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him. He, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also gave us a definition of al-kibir. When he was asked, he said, بطر الحق وغمط الناس. The truth is brought to you, right? He rejects it. And likewise, he belittles the people. Subhanallah. So I want to, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, my beloved brothers and sisters, speak about, or very quickly mention, four traits of someone who is mutawadhi', someone who's humble. Number one, وَمِنَ التَّوَاضُعِ قَبُولُ الْحَقِّ مِنَ الصِّغَارِ. From being humble, my brothers and my sisters, is accepting the truth from someone who may be younger than you. And I know at times, my beloved brothers and sisters, that can be so hard on the nafs. The ego gets in the way. Fudayl ibn Iyad was from the most tremendous of righteous who preceded us in faith. He was asked about at-tawadu'. He was asked about what humility actually is. He said, أَن تَخْضَعَ لِلْحَقِّ وَتَنْقَادَ لَهُ. The truth is brought to you, you submit to it. And you lower your wing to the truth that has been brought right before your eyes. And look what he says. وَلَوْ سَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ أَجْهَلِ النَّاسِ قَبِلْتَهُ مِنْهِ. If you were to hear it now from the most ignorant of people, you accept it. Right? He's ignorant. He may have just entered into al-Islam, right? You look at him as someone who is a second-class citizen. This is ghalat. This is what? Wrong. He brings you the truth and you were born upon al-Islam. For you to look down at that individual and think, he just became a Muslim. Who is he to tell me what is right and what is wrong? This, my beloved brothers and sisters, is kibir. It is arrogance, right? Even if that person is from the most ignorant of people on the face of this earth, he brought you the truth, you accept it. Wallahi, approximately over 8-9 years ago, I heard a clip when I was in Yemen. One very well-known da'iyah saying, and at the time there was no videos in Yemen, it was just audio. He's saying in the audio, you want to tell me what the sunnah is, right? You want to tell me what the sunnah is, huh? I knew about the sunnah before you knew what a sandwich was. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh. And I never forgot it from the time I heard it. Just because now you have learned how to follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that does not give you the right to walk around looking down at other human beings. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh, my beloved brothers and sisters. You walk out of your home and you begin to think that you are better than others. Expect this to be the cause of your downfall. Right? Even if you see that individual sinning, he is committing filth and abhorrent, despicable acts. It may well be that after he's finished doing that haram, he goes home and he breaks down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he has an act of worship that is just between him and Allah Jalla fi Ula that nobody knows about. And because of that, he has a greater position in the eyes of Allah than you, who's maybe once following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as the saying goes, my brothers and my sisters, كم من مجهول في الأرض معلوم في السماء. Right? I don't know who said it, but it's such a profound statement. How many people walk on the face of this earth, but they are not known? But they are known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Fudayl ibn Iyad then also said, وَلَوْ سَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ صَبِيٍّ قَبِلْتُهُ مِنْهِ. If you were to hear it, يعني the truth, from an infant, a child, you accept it from him. Sometimes we are leading the salah, right? And we make a mistake. The only one that corrects us is a young child. Is it correct now for me to turn around to this child after he corrects me? Listen, who are you to correct me? I memorized the Quran before you were even born. I've heard parents say, you want to teach me how to make wudu? I used to clean your backside. I used to clean your feces. And now you want to tell me how to do wudu properly? Right? Allahumma sta'an. This is what a trait of al-kibir. Huh? May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from that. The second, my beloved brothers and sisters, وَمِنَ التَّوَاضُعِ قَبُولُ الْحَقِّ مِنَ الْبَغِيضِ. And this one is more difficult than the first. To accept the truth from your opponents, the people that you might dislike. You may have had a problem with a certain individual. He then comes and corrects you. You are burning inside because he did so and so or such and such thing maybe a year ago, and now he's trying to correct me. Can be very, very hard to deal with. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, لا تصلح لك درجة التواضع حتى تقبل الحق ممن تحب وممن تبغض. You will not be able to reach that level of being mutawadi', Being humble. The hadith I spoke about, right? Never does an individual humble himself except that Allah Azza wa Jalla will raise him. Right? Until you learn to accept the truth from the people that you love and the people that you hate. This is tawadu', my brothers and my sisters. Huh? Let's not be like Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to him with the truth, right? With all of the signs. And he says to him, قَالُوا أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ. Huh? He was a young child. He was a baby that I nurtured. Right? You spent so much time in your youth with us. Now you want to tell me what is right and what is wrong? وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّذِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Huh? And you did X, Y, and Z. This is what we do sometimes, right? Someone comes and corrects us. Ah, you used to do this and that. Huh? Sheikh ana khataya. You become a sheikh now. Right? You want to correct me. When you was just yesterday doing X, Y, and Z. And then they start listing all of his previous sins. This is the Fir'auni characteristic. Sifatun Fir'auniyya. Number three, my brothers and my sisters. وَمِنَ التَّوَاضُعِ قَبُولُ الْاِعْتِذَارِ. Part of being humble, my brothers and my sisters, is accepting the apologies of others after they have wronged you. Right? Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ جَاءَ يَعْتَذِرُ مِنْ إِسَاءَتِهِ فَإِنَّ التَّوَاضُعَ يُوجِبُ عَلَيْكَ قَبُولَ مَعْذِرَتِهِ حَقًّا كَانَتْ أَوْ بَاطِلًا وَتَكِلُ سَرِيرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever wrongs you, and then he comes to apologize. Part of being humble is to accept this person's apology. Whether he's being truthful or not, that's not for you to judge. You cannot say exactly what's in his heart. You don't know his intentions. أَشَقَقْتَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ. Sometimes what do we say? Wallahi, he's not being sincere. MashaAllah. And on top of that, you said, Wallahi. Right? He's not being sincere. He's being fake about it. He is not being real. That's not for you, right? To judge. Leave that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is exactly what Ibn al-Qayyim is saying. Leave his intentions for Allah. You want to be someone who's mutawada, that is raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the examples for it. Number four, my beloved brothers and sisters. وَمِنَ التَّوَاضُعِ الْاِعْتِرَافُ بِمَزَايَ الْآخَرِينَ. Part of being humble, my brothers and my sisters, is to recognize other people's virtues. To see the good in others. Right? And then it professing on your tongue. Right? It may well be that one really, really struggles to mention good things about others. Because he doesn't want others to see that person better than him. Whenever a person is mentioned in a positive light, he looks for ways to bring him down. He just can't hear someone being praised. Right? Someone being mentioned in a positive light. This is a problem with the nafs, with the soul, my brothers and my sisters. Look at Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was asked, أَأَنْتَ أَكْبَرْ أَوْ النَّبِي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who's more older, you or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Look what he said. قال, هو أكبر وأنا ولدت قبله. He is more older, but I was born before him. Meaning, he is more older in knowledge. Right? He is more older in knowledge. Also, subhanAllah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is more virtuous, Musa or Harun? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He would say, wa akhi Harun huwa afsah minni lisana. Right? He wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send Harun with him, right? On their mission to guide Fir'aun. So he said, oh Allah, my brother Harun, he's more eloquent than me. Right? الاعتراف بمزايا الآخرين من مزايا الأنبياء. To recognize the good in others is from the characteristics and traits of the أنبياء. وإنكارها من مزايا الشيطان. And to deny the good in others, or to try and what? Bury it, is from the traits of شيطان. Isn't this exactly what he said? قال أنا خير من. I am better than him. How can you instruct me now to prostrate to him? أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه غفور رحيم.
الحمد لله وكفاء والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My beloved brothers and sisters, very very quickly, I want to make a mention of the World Cup 2022. I'm not going into the hukum as to whether it is allowed to watch, if it's not allowed to watch, but one thing I will say, my brothers and my sisters, and I'm sure everybody here will agree to what I'm saying. It's about to get extremely interesting, right? Quarterfinals and then the semis. Then you have the final. Even the lady, the wife, who has absolutely no interest, right? She has absolutely no interest in football. She will come, huh? And she'll start watching the game. Especially when it goes to penalty shootout, sahih? Tayyib. Some of these football matches, my brothers and my sisters, right? They clash with some of the salawat times. Some of the games start at 4 p.m., sah? And some at 7. 4 p.m., Maghrib. You're praying Salat al-Maghrib and you're thinking about whether Neymar has scored or not. Huh? Or whether England is winning. Or you're in between two minds. Should I go to the match or should I continue watching the football game? When we hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what does that mean, my brothers and my sisters? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. This is what we say with our tongues. However, does our limbs show this, my brothers and my sisters? Right? When you continue to watch Mbappe or Harry Kane or Neymar, right? And you hear the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And you refuse to go to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal to carry out your prayers. What in essence are we saying with our limbs, my brothers and my sisters? That these kuffar are more greater than Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we've chosen them over Allah Jalla fi ula. Our limbs are saying, Allah, wait, let me finish with these kuffar and then I'm going to go to you. Isn't this what we are saying with our limbs, my brothers and my sisters? Right? When we hear, Hayya ala al-falah, right? Hasten to success, hasten to success. The prayer, my beloved brothers and sisters, the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would you be late for your marriage meeting or for your work meeting or the interview that is going to get you this job? You're going to be there 15 minutes before, suited and booted. Alaysa kadhalik? Bale. Right? Suited and booted, rehearsing that which you are going to say to the one who's interviewing you. A lot of people always ask, how do I know? Or should I say, what are some of the ways to have khushu' in the salah, concentration and focus? Some of the scholars, they mention, right, going to the prayer early. Huh? Sometimes we rush into the salah, huh, with 101 things on our mind, running into the salat just like that. They say, come calmly, go make wudu, prepare yourself mentally for this meeting with Al-Malik al-Dayyan. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, whoever perfects him standing in front of Allah in this dunya, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make it easy for him when he stands on Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Remember this, my brothers and my sisters, those that we are watching, Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I'm just quoting, has referred to them in the Quran as Sharrul Bariyah. All of us have memorized that surah. Surah Al-Bayna. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِي أُولَٰئِكَهُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. They are the worst of creation, Allah told us. And then we're going to prefer them over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربي نجنا وأهالينا مما يعملون. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.